Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. Now today, in the first half hour, I will be talking with Adam Labrie. Adam is a science teacher and a drama teacher at Vision School in Sherbrooke, and he will be talking about the drama club at Vision School and the play called Willy Wonka Jr. that he directed. In the second half hour today, I will talk with Marie-Michelle Doré, who is the coordinator for the Homestay Student Exchange Program for the Eastern Township School Board. I will also have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. So let's start today's show with a song called Pure Imagination, and it's from the soundtrack from the movie Willy Wonka. And right after the song, we will hear the interview with Adam Labrie. So please stay tuned.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale from theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Adam Labrie to the Townships at 12. Now, Adam is a teacher at the private school, Vision School, and I believe you're a drama teacher. Is that right, Adam?
I do drama as well as at that school.
Okay. Those seem to be opposites on the spectrum, the science and the arts. Okay. How long have you been a drama teacher at Vision School?
I'm going on my fourth year at Vision School.
Okay.
Teaching drama.
Now, how did the idea to produce this play coming up, Willy Wonka Jr., what made you choose this play for your students?
I think what really helped was last summer when we did Shrek the Musical, I was like, man, we need to think of something bigger than Shrek. And luckily, we had just saw that Timothy Chalamet just did a Willy Wonka movie recently. So we're like, perhaps this one could be it. And we looked through the script and we fell in love with the characters right away. It brought back that nostalgic feeling. And we thought this would be the perfect one to show this year.
Okay. Could you give us an overview of the play and what audiences can expect from the production of Willy Wonka Jr.?
Absolutely. So you're going to be in for, as Willy Wonka would say, a scrumptious surprise, as people, when they come to see the show, they'll dive into the world of Willy Wonka and following the life of Charlie Bucket. In the story, you will see the sadness of the Bucket's family in hopes of trying to find the golden ticket. And there are five golden tickets to be found, and feels like every second someone wins a golden ticket. And it's always to some special characters that are a lot of fun. And then finally, with the last golden ticket, Charlie wins it. So you get that opportunity to see what's inside the factory, get to meet Willy Wonka himself, and have a really good opportunity to listen to some music from Pure Imagination to even the Oompa Loompas. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't want to put too many spoilers in there.
Okay, it's a musical too, so that it sounds like a lot of
fun.
What has it been like working with the students to bring this story to life, and about how many hours have gone into the production?
Okay, so with students, we have 46 students in our group, which is a lot. It makes it my biggest production I've done with the amount of people I have. To make this work, I have an amazing staff with me, and we're able to put together hours and hours of work. The kids meet every week, starting in early September. They meet once a week on a Wednesday for 2 hours. And we put in already over 80 hours of work. Yes. And we are now working on Saturdays to try and get those last little tune-ups ready for the big show.
A lot of students behind the scenes too, as well as on stage?
Yes. And we got lucky that we even have a parent that is helping us with building the speech. And that's what we're really excited about, building anything from the props to the set. It's going to be a magical experience.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's a lot of work building the sets too.
Yes. The work that he's putting into, and he loves using cardboard to create all these masterpieces of work. So anything you'll see on stage is all through the use of recycled material.
Okay, that is awesome. What has been the most exciting or rewarding part of the process so far, Adam?
I would honestly say the challenge one of our students has. Her name is Talia. She was a bit of a shy student, and she wanted to take on the role of Willy Wonka. And we were very open to switching kind of the stereotypical gender for Willy Wonka. And right away at that first audition, I knew right away this made me feel the most excited, is just seeing the student burst out of her shell and become an amazing Willy Wonka.
Now, that must be so rewarding, I can imagine. Okay. Now, the play is being performed at Centennial Theater, is that correct?
That is correct. We got very lucky. We'll be performing on the 11th of April to two schools, Vision and LES. But then we're opening to the public on the 12th and 13th. So that's a Saturday and a Sunday of April. And we are going to be doing three shows. One will be on the 12th of April. It will be at 6 p.m. And then on the 13th, we'll have two performances, a matinee at 1 p.m. and then a closing night at 6 p.m.
Okay, so it's lots of chances for the people to see the play. That's great. The Centennial Yes. Theater, what does this venue bring to the experience for both the performers and the audience?
What I find what will bring to, especially to the performers, is the experience of being on a professional stage, like a giant stage that can fill over 500 people, which just gives them that burst of energy they need. And for the audience, you'll feel the second you step in, even into the lobby, you will step into a moment where you feel like you are out of this world and into the Wonka world. And that's what we want people to feel.
Definitely. It's going to be a lot of great memories for the students and definitely their parents too. What about challenges or special preparations for performing in such a professional setting? Anything that stands out?
The most challenging has to be our rehearsal space. We've been rehearsing in a smaller gym, so we have not been able to practice on the Centennial stage until our first performance day. So that will be our biggest challenge, is going from a small stage to a very giant stage that's double to triple the size we've been practicing.
Mm-hmm. How has participating in this play impacted the students?
I feel they, for a lot of the students, if not every single student, has this new exciting motivation to want to see what the world is like in theater. And I've noticed a lot of kids are even more excited about going to school or just happier that the show's coming around the corner. I think it's just brought an overall magical joy for everybody.
Okay, that is great to hear. What role does theater and the arts play in the overall education and development of the students at Vision School?
Amazing question. The biggest thing I've noticed is public speaking, I find. The kids, especially at Vision, there, a lot of them are French first language. So having this opportunity where they can perform as characters in English has helped them with their confidence in speaking English, as well as being able to hear them from further and further away. We have a lot of shy students that the second they jump into this magical journey, they all of a sudden turn into these amazing public speakers, and it's just been one great opportunity for them.
Okay, that is great to hear. Now, the play is being performed at Centennial Theater on April 12th and 13th for the public, I believe you said. It's at 6 p.m. on the 12th, and on the 13th, there's two shows, one at 1 and one at 6. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. Any favorite moments so far or highlights from the rehearsals you'd like to share with us?
I would probably say my favorite moments have to be the silly mistakes that happen from me as a director, from my other employees, and to the actors. There's always going to be some silly mistakes that just make us feel like a closer family. So I would say those are the moments I cherish.
Definitely. Are you working on any other things after Willy Wonka, or are you going to wait and see after this? I think you had a drama camp last year.
We do, and the drama camp will be running again this summer. And we actually have a little surprise at the show. If people come on the 12th and 13th, they'll actually get to see the premiere of what our summer show will be, as well as our next year's school play, well, drama club play. So they actually get to experience two big things that will be happening towards Alp Drama. And it'll be something that will shock everybody.
Okay, that's good, I think. Okay, the summer camp, that's open to everybody, not just Vision School students?
That is correct. We are open to any child that is interested in learning more and more about theater for ages 8 to 17 years old.
Okay, that's a big spectrum, wide spectrum. That's great. Now, tickets. How can people get their tickets to see Willy Wonka Jr.?
So they actually can get their tickets at the Centennial Theater. If they type in centennialtheater.ca, and you can go right away on that site to events, and then under events, they will see the list of upcoming shows, and Willy Wonka will be right there on the first page.
Okay, that is great.
And from there, it's a nice click of a button, and then they can purchase their tickets.
Okay, and how much are tickets?
Tickets exactly for the price. For adults, have it at $15, and then for for adults, $15. For seniors, it is $12. And then if there's a student from either Bishop's, Champlain, any type of school that they're at, it's $7. And if the child is under 7 years old, it is free for them to come watch.
Okay, that's great prices and a great chance for younger children to come. Anything else that we missed, Adam, that you'd like to include?
Yes, I think it's a really good experience for anybody in the township area, even into the Sherbrooke area, anywhere that is close by that would like to come see a magical experience of Willy Wonka. It's perfect for all ages. And I just think that it would be a great family to come and support local kids as we continue to thrive in our environment as Alp Drama.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Adam Labrie. He's a teacher at Vision School in Sherbrooke and also the director of Willy Wonka Jr., and that is open to the public on the 12th and 13th of April. On the 12th, 6 p.m., on the 13th, 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. So thanks again, Adam, and all the best on the play.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Willy Wonka Jr., a play by the Vision School Drama Club, that will be showing at Centennial Theater on April 12th, Saturday, 6 p.m. And also on Sunday, April 13th, there's a matinee at 1 p.m. and the other show at 6 p.m. You can go online to Centennial Theater and get your tickets. A play coming up presented by the Drama Club at Alexander Galt Regional High School. Get your tickets for It Happened on Route 66, written by Todd Wallinger, Thursday, April 10th, Friday, April 11th, and Saturday, April 12th. Tickets are on sale at the door at the Alexander Galt Auditorium. Volunteer with Tech Hub. Teach computer skills. Help others with their laptops, tablets, or phones. Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. 50-minute one-on-one sessions. Tutor training on April 23rd. For information, call Serena at Literacy in Action. The email is Serena, that's a capital S-E-R-E-N-A, at lia-estree.org. Mental Health Estree, in partnership with GRE Estree, invites you to a free online demystification workshop. This welcoming session is open to all and will take place on Wednesday, April 9th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Zoom. The workshop will be presented in English. GRE Estree's demystification workshops take the form of testimonials from specially trained volunteers who openly answer questions, including those that may feel intimidating about sexual and gender diversity. By sharing their lived experiences, the presenters help put real faces to identities that are sometimes misunderstood or feared, fostering meaningful dialogue and awareness. They encourage everybody to join them for the engaging and informative event and to share this invitation with other networks to help spread the word. For more information or to register, 819-565-2388. There's a pre-Easter supper coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut. The Ladies Auxiliary of the ANAF Unit 318, 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke, Invite everybody to join them for a roast beef supper April 12th, 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. For reservations, please call Doreen Morris at 819-821-2967. That again is 819-821-2967 before April 6th. Mental Health Estuary is having a free workshop in English, open to everybody, lunch is included, Mental Health Conference, Thursday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. In the morning, How Mental Health is Impacted by Addiction, with Mary Ann St. Jacques, Ph.D., University of Sherbrooke. Kiosk tables, activity stations, and lunch, again, which is free. The afternoon, Move, Breathe, Heal, Dance as a Tool for Well-Being, with Dr. Adriana Mendrick, Bishop's University. To register, 819-565-2388 or by email, projects@mentalhealthestuary.com. Setting Healthy Boundaries as a Caregiver, presented by Mental Health Estuary, Tuesday, April 24th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., in person at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, door number 2, welcome to all, and it is free. For more information, email projects@mentalhealthestuary.com. Join Townshippers and the University of Sherbrooke Leadership Students for Family Day, coming up on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke. A gift for every child who attends the event. Book your calendar for this free event for English-speaking families with children 2 to 12 years old. A morning of sports and arts activities and snacks. Speak to community organizations offering services to the ESC in Sherbrooke and surrounding areas. This event is free and there is no need to register. If you have questions, please contact Emily at ecote@townshippers.org. The Lennoxville and District Community Aid in Lennoxville is having a free conference open to everybody Thursday, April 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Town Hall in Lennoxville, the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, Driving Towards Better Health. Key topics, health examinations required by the SAAQ, and driver's license renewal. What's new in the highway safety code? Safe driving techniques, sharing the road, pedestrian and cyclist safety, risks associated with certain physical or mental limitations, and self-assessment of driving skills and possible solutions in certain difficulties. Again, the open to everybody, Thursday, April 3rd at 1 p.m. The Lennoxville United Church, they have a rummage sale coming up, and that happens on Thursday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Friday, May 9th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, May 10th, $7 bag sale from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Now, if you're cleaning out your closets right now, they are accepting donations from Monday to Friday mornings for this event from 9 a.m. until noon, and no furniture, please. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca.
Got a tattered overcoat and battered suitcase. Got a pair of leaky boots upon my gotta drug myself up by my one good boot place. Gotta work my rotten socks off if I want to make ends meet. I've poured everything I've gotten to my chocolate. Now it's time to show the world my recipes. I've got 12 silver sovereigns in my pocket and a hat full of restaurant on every street here. There's Brandino's and the Bar Parisien.
Restaurant pops up, thank you.
Got a little map to tell me where to eat here. Had a dozen silver sovereigns, now I'm somehow down to 10. Want the finest produce this guess is where they stock it.
That's three sovereigns, mate.
So the prices are suspiciously extreme.
Wait, how can you pay for it?
I've got 5, 6, 7. 6 silver sovereigns in my pocket, and a hat full of dreams.
Brush your coat, sir.
Nothing.
It one day. It's everything you said, Mama, and oh, so much more. Each way that you turn, another famous chocolate store. Here's my destiny, I just need to unlock it. Will I crash and burn or go up like a rocket? I got nothing to offer but my chocolate and a hat.
And we just heard A Hatful of Dreams, and that's also from the Willy Wonka soundtrack. And the song is by Timothy Chalamet here on The Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Adam Labrie, drama teacher and director of the play Willy Wonka Jr. We will close part one of today's show with a song called Let's Come Together. It's by Moonlin. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of today's show. You're listening to The Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM, so please stay tuned.